owing to the heroic efforts by Fukushima emergency workers, some progress has been made. There are mixed signals, and it is far from being able to relax.
Meanwhile, low levels of radioactive iodine-131 have been found in the atmosphere in three states, including Florida. Reuters reports that monitors at nuclear plants in South Carolina, North Carolina, and Crystal River, Florida, picked up radioactive iodine in the air. Reuters also reports that trace amounts of radioactive iodine have turned up in rainwater samples in Massachusetts, California, Pennsylvania, and Washington state. Nuclear experts and health officials say there's no public health risk. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says people are exposed to much more radiation on an international airline flight. In the wake of the Japan disaster, the UN nuclear chief, Amano, says he's convening a high-level conference to examine safety procedures at nuclear plants around the world.
I proposed that a high-level IAEA conference on nuclear safety should take place here in Vienna before this summer. Considering lessons that need to be learned and launching the process of strengthening nuclear safety, and strengthening the response to nuclear accidents and emergencies.
Today is the 32nd anniversary of the nuclear accident at Three Mile Island. This was President Jimmy Carter at the time.
As you know, we presently have a very serious problem with one of the atomic power plants on Three Mile Island in Pennsylvania. The situation is still stable and slowly improving, but many people in that region have been severely frightened, and the crisis is not yet over.